Residents in Portsmouth will be choosing a new mayor and 9 city councilors on Tuesday. Voters will likely notice some new names on their ballots. What they might not know is who has been guiding those candidates behind the scenes. And HPR's Emily Corwin reports.
Steve Marchand doesn't want to be on city council. He did that already. But he explains at a coffee shop in Portsmouth, he does have some pretty strong ideas about who should.
I spoke with literally dozens of people asking if they'd ever consider running for city council.
3 days before the filing deadline in September, Marchand sent an email to what he calls a small group of friends. He was asking them as a personal favor to consider a run for city council.
What I've seen over the last several election cycles, from the local level all the way up to the national level, is it is becoming less attractive for good people who are not necessarily on the polar extremes, who are not fundamentally angry about something. They're very constructive, optimistic, problem-solver-oriented people. Getting folks like that involved in public life is becoming more and more difficult at every level of politics.
Issues that have been particularly contentious in Portsmouth include approvals for new buildings, where to put a parking garage, and whether to allow things like Uber and Airbnb. Possibly even more contentious, the group elected this time around will be voting on the new 20-year master plan for the city. For a 41-year-old, Marchand wields a lot of political clout in Portsmouth. He served on the city council at age 29, he was mayor at 31, had a brief run for U.S. Senate, and has managed numerous Democratic campaigns in the state. Now he owns a consulting firm and is the state director for No Labels, a nonprofit that tries to forge bipartisanship.
Nice to meet you, Rebecca Perkins.
So you are running for city council for the first time?
I am.
At a recent Meet the Candidates event in Portsmouth, 33-year-old Rebecca Perkins says Marchand suggested she run initially, and he's even gone door-to-door on her behalf.
You know, Steve is excited about my candidacy. He's said to me several times that this is the kind of person you would hope would run for a local office, and so, like I said, you know, I think it's great to see how many people are involved in this race and really excited about it.
In fact, Marchand has gone door-to-door for many candidates. He even had business cards printed, which he recommends people bring with them to the polls.
And on one side has the website, oneportsmouth.com. And on the back, it's really simple. It just says, vote November 3rd, our election day next Tuesday, and the 8 names of the candidates in alphabetical order that I am excited about and am promoting as great for the city.
On the website, Marchand has written bios of each of his 8 endorsees. That's out of a total of 16 who are running. His choices are not based on specific issues, and nobody has to take a pledge or anything like that. So what connects them? For one, they're all proponents of what Marchand calls smart growth.
How do we take the best of the past, modernize that, embrace it, but also embrace the change that comes with a lot of people wanting to be a part of this community?
Marchand has been encouraging friends to run for office for a decade. But this is the first year he's published a list of candidates and had a branded organization like One Portsmouth. Marchand says he wants civility on city council, but he also wants councilors with an appetite for change. And that's not easy in a city with deep history, big tourism dollars, and lots of growth. One candidate who was not on Marchand's list says for all that talk of civility, One Portsmouth is making things worse.
My name's Josh Denton, and I'm running for city council to provide the forward-thinking leadership necessary to benefit all of Portsmouth.
Steve Marchand, what do you make of him?
Not much.
This is Josh Denton's second bid for city council. 2 years ago, the race didn't go his way. Denton used to work for former Congresswoman Carol Shea Porter. He says these lists of endorsees from One Portsmouth and other issue-based organizations around town.
It seems like it's devolved into factions where there's one list running up against another list, and the way this is going is whoever gets elected from these lists, they're going to be more partisan and there's going to be more or less collaboration.
It would be hard to measure the impact of groups and endorsement lists on civility in local politics. But there's one thing we will learn on Wednesday. In a city of 20,000, just how much influence can a guy have shaking hands and printing voter lists behind the scenes? For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.